Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Senator Harry Reid and other Democrats are proposing that the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act be amended so that it overrules the Hobby Lobby case. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this important issue is Matt Barber. Matt, the United States Congress, a number of years ago, passed what's called the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, or RFRA. And it provides that whenever the federal government or agency is involved, that the religious liberty of an individual must be respected. And if the government infringes on that or puts pressure or coercion to someone to change or go contrary to their religious belief, they have to have a compelling interest, an interest of the highest order, and it has to be achieved in the least restrictive means available, which is a very demanding test. Well, the Hobby Lobby case came under the federal RFRA. And the Supreme Court ruled on the Hobby Lobby case, finding that the Obamacare HHS mandate violated the federal law known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act by infringing upon their religious liberty, by not achieving their alleged interest in the least restrictive means available. So now members of Congress, led by Senator Harry Reid and others, are saying that they need to amend the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. In other words, take away some of the religious freedom rights that individuals have and Hobby Lobby was able to assert so that their agenda of abortion and death can ultimately triumph and be the preeminent value over religious free exercise.
Yeah,
that is repulsive.
It's repulsive. It's basically, RFRA was signed into law in 1993 by none other than President Bill Clinton. It almost unanimously passed.
Yeah, both House and Senate. I mean, when you look at where we are today with the House and Senate, Democrats and Republicans, and you look back then in 1993, you see this law having so much broad support, Republicans and Democrats.
It just shows you how far down the tubes liberals have taken the political, frankly, on both sides of the aisle. But thank God that RFRA is in place, that it was in place. But now they want to undo it. They're calling it their Hobby Lobby fix. And Senator Harry Reid is behind it. The legislation reportedly will be sponsored by Patty Murray of Washington State and Mark Udall of Colorado, who's a senators both, who is just an utter disgrace to my home state of Colorado. But it's going to be introduced. And Matt, it's kind of funny, after the Hobby Lobby decision came down, Harry Reid, in talking about this, he said, quote, "We have so much to do this month, but the one thing we're going to do during this work period, sooner rather than later, is to ensure that women's lives are not determined by virtue of five white men." And of course, by those five white men, he's referring to the majority who voted to uphold the rights of Hobby Lobby. But that quote, "five white men," I'm sure came as quite a surprise to Justice Clarence Thomas, who happens to be only the second African-American on the bench who actually voted with the majority.
Well, that's Harry Reid. I mean, Harry Reid, you wonder what happened to the brain up there, because he spouts off just absurdities that you just wonder, how in the world is this person the president of the Senate, the United States Senate? How is that possible that they have somebody like that for a leader of the Democratic-led Senate in the United States Senate? But first of all, this does not interfere with women. This does not say women can't have a certain kind of medication. It's saying that you can't force, for the first time in history, employers to pay for contraception and drugs that will ultimately terminate the life of an individual human being. That's what this is about. And when it collides with religious freedom, I think it is a serious issue. I think beyond religious freedom, certainly it's great that employers that have religious beliefs don't have to provide this. But why in the world does any employer have to provide contraception and abortion-inducing drugs and devices? Why is that even necessary? Because there's a lot of others out there that have moral objections to this as well, but their companies may not be religious companies.
Yeah, I think it's telling, isn't it? This absolute hissy conniption fit we're seeing from the left, just to have a little bit of control over other people, Christians wrested away from them. You know, they absolutely...
Well, they're adhering to the culture of death. It is a clash of worldviews that we're seeing.
But what is it about them wanting to force others to participate in that? And this notion that they're somehow preventing women access to birth control, it's just a lie. It's absolutely nonsensical.
If you look at the book of Romans, it pretty well settles it. It talks about people who ultimately give up the idea of God as the creator, and they worship the created things rather than the creator. And God gives them over to a reprobate mind. You can't understand a reprobate mind. So you can't get logic out of it.
You can't reason with it.
You can't reason with it. And it says not only people participate in evil and they invent ways to do evil, but that there's others on the sidelines cheering them on so that they will continue to do more evil. That's what we're seeing today in some of this culture clash. And for them to now want to, with all the business that we need to address in the nation, to take time out of their duties to strip away religious freedom so that people can be forced to participate in death? I mean, you can't begin to understand that logic. We've got a crisis on the border with so many tens of thousands of children coming across the border. It's a humanitarian crisis that the president won't even take time to go visit. We've got other issues of Middle East erupting with Islamic extremism taking place, and they want to spend time stripping away religious freedom so that in companies that have religious values will be forced to participate in a Holocaust.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest, Matt. I mean, we know this, quote, Hobby Lobby fix, this legislation. They know it's not going to go anywhere. It's a non-starter. It's not going to pass. This is nothing more than a fundraising tool. It's a ploy, and it's a political tool in order to try to keep the debate going. But Matt, let me ask you this. They keep claiming that the Hobby Lobby decision denies women access to contraception. Let me ask you this. How many female Hobby Lobby employees are denied access to contraception by this decision?
There's none.
None. Zero.
Zero.
There are 20 under Obamacare, 20 forms of contraception that are covered. There are four of them that are abortifacients. They're not contraceptives. They actually, after the conception has taken place, they chemically abort the child. Those were the four that Hobby Lobby said we cannot provide. We cannot facilitate that. We cannot pay for that. There are still 16 other forms of contraception fully available that they're happy to provide, that they will provide. So the propaganda from the left is chilling to me. And as you point out, you're right. They have nothing else. They have no reason. They have no logic. All they have is propaganda and dissent. They have to create dissent.
Yeah, they have. That's all they have. I mean, it's really a non-issue that they've turned into an issue, and they've turned it into an issue because it touches their favorite pet, and that is abortion. And for them, it's the sine qua non. It's the pinnacle of everything that they ultimately live or fight for, which is really sad that it's actually death that they're actually advocating. So this is an issue that's not going to go anywhere. I doubt if it'll even pass in the Senate, but it's certainly not going to pass in the House. All this is a fundraiser effort by some of the people in the Democratic Party, led by Senator Harry Reid, to push their radical ideology and satisfy some of their radical constituents. But it's not going to go anywhere. But what it does do is it really illustrates the depravity of their thinking, and those kinds of individuals ought not to be servants of the people. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, for more information. You can also make a credit card contribution at that website. Again, the website is lc.org, lc.org. Liberty Counsel was involved in the very first lawsuit filed by private entities, and we represented Liberty University on this issue of the Obamacare law, and we litigated it for a number of years, and we filed a major brief when the Hobby Lobby case reached the Supreme Court, and we're pleased that that decision came down, but I believe that the entire Obamacare law ought to be repealed. We need people in Congress on both sides of the aisle in both houses, in the House and Senate, that also believe what the majority of the American people believe, that Obamacare is bad law and its time is time to go. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information. You can sign up for our grassroots action email to keep involved and have faxes and other responsive opportunities there. You can go to libertycounsel.com, libertycounsel.com. You can also make a credit card contribution to support this ministry at that website.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.